Hey folks, welcome back to the Candid Thoughts Podcast. It is your host, Isabella Pasquale. So I discussed this in another episode before, but it's pretty relevant, especially nowadays. I notice a lot of younger people, they have these aspirations and they want to get something done. But either they're in analysis paralysis because they have so many different options for education. There's a prevalence of coaches, business coaches, who push a $5,000 course, yet where is the proof of any actual business? My track record is pretty transparent. You know, I've operated tangible businesses offering services and commodities. And you have this wave of people selling information. Well, information is incredibly valuable. There's no denying that. However, when you're regurgitating other people's information and you have no track record yourself, then where's the validity in that? You're ripping people off. I mean, to be honest, 99% of the coaching industry is ripping you people off with false hope and these inflated expectations with no gravity. So my next point is, are you at cause or at effect in your lives? So by cause, it's pretty self-explanatory. Are you actively helping people? Are you providing a service? Are people depending on you to do something? Or are you at effect? Or are you at effect as a result of someone else's contribution to something? Are you only reactive to circumstances? Or are you a contributor to your success or your failure in your life? If you're reactive and you have this frame of, oh, woe is me, or the market, or I just don't have enough education, maybe I'll study for another 10 years and be in this suspended state, which a lot of adults are nowadays, where they're in analysis paralysis and they're studying all these things and they say, I'm not ready for this and that. And they keep infantilizing themselves. That's the direct result of this coaching industry. All this information, people have no idea where to turn. Make a fucking decision for yourselves. Again, this is the Candid Thoughts Podcast. I'm trying to help you people out by actually pushing you, motivating you. I had a mentee of mine. I've been coaching him for a couple months. And he closed a big deal for him. And that was fantastic. I was proud of him. And he's a younger guy. He's still operating from that mindset frame where he's in the seminar world. I've been in there too. I self-educate myself. I study. I keep current. And yes, you should. But you shouldn't be solely at effect of these seminars. You need to make an actual move with this knowledge. You can't just hoard this knowledge and nothing happens, because then that knowledge is worthless. Applied knowledge is the value. Hoarding knowledge where nobody sees a result, who cares? So in this case of my mentee, he got a sale, and I've been trying to push him to be more personable with people and not just be a jackhammer and trying to close clients. Who wants that? That's very aggressive. So you build a relationship with personable people who can appreciate and respect that conversation, where it's not just, oh, I want one thing. Same thing of seduction. You're not just like, oh, let's go to bed. You know, you have to swoon your target and you have some fun and you get into that. I'm not a dating coach. You can pay those guys to start to train you. But the whole point is you build a relationship and you go from there. And then eventually you get to what you want, be it sex, be it the transaction, be it a friendship, access. It's whatever you guys want. But the whole point is, are you at cause or are you at effect? Because I really am tired of seeing people speculating. You know, being a voyeur is very creepy. You can see other people and just the mental masturbation with all these, with the seminars. But people aren't going to succeed if they're stuck, if they can't make a move, they can't bother to say I'm going to read this book or I'm going to start writing my to-do list every single day. Or making cold calls, door knocking. No, the market is tough. Oh, no, people are going to answer the door. Well, you persevere through their objections. You push forward. You know how many times in my life I've had deals go 80% of the way and then there was an obstacle that completely just destroyed the deal? It happens in the real world. If you actually deal with real business, not everything goes smoothly. A lot of these success coaches, guess what? They're rich. They're from rich families. Never worked a day in their lives. So they just funneled money or they inherited money and invested. That's it. They don't know the grind of building something yourself like the rest of us do. But again, are you at cause? Are you at effect in your life? Think about that. And then maybe instead of being in this frame of I'm disempowered, I am just a victim of circumstances. No. You tell yourself this, give yourself this affirmation. I am going to follow my dreams. I'm going to pursue my goals. I'm going to write down my goals every day. I'm going to take active steps towards accomplishing these goals and not be at the mercy of somebody else. If you're beholden to other people for your success, then I have bad news for you. In the real world, it's not going to fucking happen. Now, I'm being callous right now. This is the Candid Thoughts Podcast Golden Nugget. Golden Nugget number 8, Cause and Effect, which is a reiteration of another episode I've done before. But it's to drill this point in your heads, guys and gals and non-binaries. I'm trying to help you. I'm your big brother or your uncle or however you regard me as. I'm here to help you as I'm in the field myself. I'm busting my butt. I'm building from scratch, which I'm sure a lot of you, most of you are. And I'm happy for you. But you need to stop being at effect, be at cause. Make an active contribution to your life so you're not stuck. And get out of the coaching world, man. It's ridiculous, guys. You're stuck and nothing happens. Or you go there, you feel good for a little bit, you get a little dopamine rush, and then what? A week later, you're back to square one. Change that. Change that paradigm. Okay, guys? Change that paradigm. Be at cause. You are the contributor to your success. You're the contributor to whatever you want to make happen. But you have to do it. No one else is going to do it for you. A lot of people, they outsource work and they have no skills themselves. You outsource it, but then if you have to make a correction, it helps to know, right? To have actual experience with the skill set. Or keep the fake it till you make it mentality, which a lot of people have. And then guess what happens? After a certain point, at the apex, you crash. I've seen it happen with a lot of people. You have no more value. Nobody cares anymore. And so they plateau or they completely collapse, and then what happens? A number of factors. I'm not going to get into that right now, but you can imagine. So folks, hope you're doing well. Be at effect and not cause in your lives. Talk soon.